Jeremy Maclin.
You know, it almost feels like I know the guy. You know, we watch a film on him every year. We have a barbecue on him every year. We break down the AO. And, I mean, it just shows you what this program is really all about. I mean, no matter good or bad, we still love each other no matter what. These are my brothers out here, and I'm a battle for them, they'll battle for me. And, you know, if one hurt, we all hurt. So, I mean, it just shows how much we care about each other as a family, as a team.
Well said. Thanks, Jeremy. We'll see you around, man.
What's up, Jeremy? What's it been like off season? You guys had such a great year. What's it like to work with that guy over there, Chase Daniel? What do you think of this next year?
I mean, you're working with the best when you work with Chase Daniels. I mean, he's a good guy to be around, great leader. I mean, he just tells you everything you're supposed to do, and you know he won't tell you anything wrong. I mean, like I said, you couldn't ask for a better guy to work with.
You guys ever argue or get in any confrontation or anything like that, or is it all good all the time with you guys?
We might exchange words, but it's never, you know, nasty. It's always we'll laugh and joke about it. You know, I mean, that's just a quarterback receiver relationship.
You guys have so many athletes on this team. Who do you think is the best athlete on the Tigers for this next year?
Besides you,
or including you.
I mean, you got Willie Mose, 235, runs a 4.3. You got Danero Alexander, who jumps a 46. I mean, the list is you just keep going down and down. I mean, Danero Alexander broad jumps 11 plus. I mean, we have a lot of athletes on the team. A lot of
them. Already the best.
No, that's a lot. I'm one of them. I tell you that. I know that for sure. I'm one of them.
Who do you watch as growing up? Who did you emulate as a kid?
I'm a big fan of Torrey Holt. I love Torrey Holt. I feel like we kind of play the same in a little kind of way. I'm a big fan of the whole 6-foot receivers. And I just like his game. I like the way he plays.
But Torrey can't have a rushing attempt, so you're a little bit different than Torrey Holt.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know Torrey. He's not going to run the ball.
I just like the way he played. I like Steve Smith. In a return game, I mean, who doesn't like Devin Hester? You know, mm-hmm. Who doesn't want to mock himself after that? I was a big fan of Dante Hall. And just guys like that. I mean, Isaiah King, a lot of people didn't really like him. I love the way he played. I mean,
You know, you're a lot bigger than all those guys mentioning, right?
Oh, yeah. Torrey Holt lives in my neighborhood.
All right.
How about your favorite? I mean, you do so much out there. How about your favorite play to run?
My favorite play. Either a long pass from Chase or a reverse. I love both of those.
That's better than a return or a handoff or anything like that?
I mean, a punt return, I like returning punts. A punt return for a TD definitely puts a smile on my face.
Yeah. What makes a good reverse? What, you know, as far as how does it, you know, what's the difference in a good one and one that doesn't work?
I think we run it so well, and we run it like it's not even like a reverse in our system. I mean, it's a reverse, but it's like a play. You know, a lot of people might think of the trick play. We might run it 5 times a game. You know, just everything. I mean, it pretty much makes it a break. Chase can get that opposite backside D in, and that pretty much makes it break the play, and he does a pretty good job at it.
The defense is catching up to the spread at all. Did you see much change last year, especially with Oklahoma the second time?
Well, the difference between our spread and, you know, our spread is different from Illinois spread. Our spread is different from Texas Tech spread. Texas Tech is more pass-oriented. Illinois is more run-oriented. We kind of do a little bit of both. Like, what people don't realize is that we averaged 175 yards rushing last year a game. And people kind of overlooked that. I mean, Tech averaged like 60-some. Illinois averaged a little more than what we did because that's how different the spread is. So, as far as, I mean, you can change the spread up so many different kind of ways that it's really hard for defenses to kind of stop it.
Not just the passing offense, obviously.
Yeah.
Can you compare you and Michael Crabtree a little bit from Texas Tech? How you guys maybe a little different?
I think we're different. I know. I think I bring more of a little more looser to the game. He's more of a straight up receiver. I mean, obviously he caught 50 more balls than I did. That just comes to, I mean, he's a great receiver. I'm not taking anything away from him, but that just comes with the system as well. I mean, they pass the ball 60-plus times a game. You know, we might pass the ball 40 times a game. Yeah, it's just a different amount of system. But he's definitely a great player. I mean, he's definitely worthy of all the awards he got.
Thanks.
maybe start your season again in St. Louis?
I mean, couldn't ask for a better way to start a season. You know, my hometown in front of a BCS opponent, I mean, in front of a top 20 opponent, rival game, it's definitely a fun way to start the season.
What have you really focused on this summer? I know every player kind of has their one thing they go into spring with and look at summer. What was kind of your big focal point this year?
Just getting bigger. You know, I've gained 7-8 pounds. Gotten faster, just stuff like that. I mean, I've gotten a lot stronger. My bench press is going up, squats going up, everything's going up. So it's just me becoming more fit as a person.
Do